Kate, have you decided to present the rest of the show in Morse code?
No, come on, give me credit. That was quite rhythmic. It wasn't Morse. I was getting in the groove for our next piece, in fact. That's what I was doing. It's all about a drummer, if you hadn't guessed.
Yeah, I did. I did actually guess.
Or shall we say a percussionist with a passion. And it's a passion for Indigenous instruments. And as Lena Notsizwe reports from Los Angeles, USA, he's drumming up interest so that the beat can go on.
It's just a couple of hours away from showtime, and Christopher Garcia is getting ready to do something he's done religiously every day for the past 44 years. Play. Exactly what you would have heard Garcia playing, well, that opens up even more possibilities. Garcia's worldly assortment emphasizes his wheelhouse, which is old, very old indigenous instruments from all over the world. As for the number of instruments he's brought along for the evening's concert...
Actually, I don't count anymore. There's a few.
For his performance in South Pasadena, he brings along a United Nations of instruments with a distinct Mexican accent, which reflects his ethnic background. The instruments in waiting include a tapanatzli, an intricately carved wooden serpent that is actually a wooden drum. A rain stick that originated with the Aztecs. Also lined up on Garcia's table, which is laden with instruments, are singing stones. They are among the first instruments on Earth. There is the marimba, which, depending on your history book, either originated in Asia or Africa. In front of the table, on the floor, is a tabla, or Indian drum. The guitar playing in the background is courtesy of 36-year-old Geronimo Shell Reichenberg, one of the many musicians slash collaborators now in Garcia's life. The Mexican-born Reichenberg just graduated with a doctorate in music, but his sessions with Garcia are a form of continuing education.
He knows a lot of Indian music. He knows a lot of music from everywhere, like from rock to the most classical and ancient tradition. So he infuses all his music with that. So you have all these instruments. That is another special thing, that nobody is playing these instruments.
Garcia and Reichenberg are a multicultural musical match. Reichenberg plays the strings, from a guitar to a South American charango, which looks like a baby guitar, and a requinto jarocho, another stringed instrument, this one from Mexico and about the size of a banjo. The evening's program will feature modern compositions the duo have written that give their ancient instruments new life. Their set transcends time, from a song about Buddha to a melancholy melody that pays homage to the 43 students who were on their way to a protest and went missing in Iguala, Guerrero, Mexico, last year. You can trace the first beats of Garcia's musical journey back to East Los Angeles, California, where he was raised by a carpenter father and a singer mother.
Well, there's Los Angeles, and then there's East Los Angeles. East L.A. and Los Angeles are two totally different worlds. And East Los Angeles is very small. It's maybe about 4.5 miles across and 3/4 of a mile wide, East L.A. proper.
The densely populated area is almost 98% Hispanic. It was there where Garcia, who does have Mexican roots, started singing with a neighborhood rock band. They would perform Rock, Black Sabbath, Cream, The Beatles, and more during block parties. That is, until the police shut them down. but Garcia felt uncomfortable being the front man. It took him a while to find his rhythm and to find his rightful musical place, thanks to the generosity of a neighborhood musician.
I would watch the drummer, and the drummer said, oh, you should sit behind me so you could see what I'm doing with my feet and my hands. And I did. They would rehearse there, but they didn't live there. So he told me, anytime you want to play my drums, just feel free to play my drums.
Starting at age 12, he began playing music every day. From rock, Garcia segued into jazz, Miles Davis, Thelonious Monk, Charles Mingus. World music, although back then it was called international music, came into Garcia's life when a bandmate's mother called his attention to an album by famed Indian sitar player Ravi Shankar and Ala Rakha, who played the tabla.
And that's the first time I heard tabla, and I didn't know what it was, and it's pre-internet, et cetera. You know, there's no CDs, DVDs, so all you had was the album to look at, and all you saw was his hands.
So it was a challenge to learn more about the exotic instrument. Garcia did so by listening to tabla records until he literally wore out the grooves.
Et cetera, et cetera.
What are you doing?
I'm singing what I'm playing. So that's the first time I heard, when I heard Ala Rakha, that's what he was doing. He was doing a solo. You know, he would say, et cetera, et cetera.
Determination sustained his musical ambitions.
So I wanted to know about this drum and drumming, and I asked my parents if I could, they thought it would be possible. There's no Indians in East LA. Still not in 2015. So my father said to check with the counselor at school.
Garcia was able to earn a college scholarship, which led him to study with masters who he says generously taught him. He kept playing in his neighborhood, and when his musician friends could not afford a full complement of instruments, they would share what they had between them. These days, there's no need for instrument timesharing. In fact, Garcia's studio, located just a few miles from the neighborhood where he grew up, is literally filled to the ceiling with instruments. And the posters on the wall reflect his concert travels, which include gigs with the Grandmothers of Invention, a group composed of alumni of Frank Zappa's seminal Mothers of Invention.
That poster is at the Sarajevo Jazz Fest in 2006, where we headlined. The poster to the right of that is the first festival we did in Europe, in Leipzig, at the Gewandhaus, where Mozart used to play. And that's actually what started this whole thing with the mothers. Doing that one concert, we did that one concert as a one-time-only concert, and we've done 500 concerts since then.
In between gigs, which include working with other musicians, Garcia also goes to schools and teaches kids that there's a whole world of beats out there. And he was willing to teach me the bawihai, an indigenous drum from Mexico that consists of a gourd cut in half, submerged in a flower pot filled with water. He plays along on a toy xylophone. And while he has devoted much of his life to learning indigenous music, Garcia also revels in playing the new and unexpected. He eagerly sets up a cymbal and produces an eerie sound with the stroke of a bow.
It's like a word if you're a writer. It's not the word, it's where you put the word.
And Garcia's musical vocabulary not only spans centuries and cultures, it's also spontaneous. He readily accepts my impromptu challenge to play a few items I've brought along to the interview. A bottle of aspirin.
Right, but if you squeeze it.
A pair of scissors.
Sure, I'll try.
And a set of keys. He moves on effortlessly to play his studio. His face.
It's So the one thing that we all have.
And his upper chest. To underscore the fact that since the beginning of time, while not always appreciated, music is all around us and within us.
What language we speak, the color of our skin, the color of our eyes, how long we've been here, our forefathers, foremothers have been here, no matter how far we go back, the one thing that we all share as humanity is this pulse. We have 9 months of rhythmic training before our feet touch Mother Earth.
That in utero percussion lesson made quite an impression on Garcia, and that is why today he will do what he's been doing every day for the past 44 years, play.
And once again, we hear all of L.A. outside while I'm doing it.
Lena Notsizwe feeling the beat in Los Angeles there.